Blaine is going to be up next. And Blaine likes being called a faggot and a slut. I think he actually gets sexually turned on by it because I kind of looked up at his chart. And his he has a conflict between his ego and his penis. His penis... his penis just wants to go out there and scream terrible things at police officers and just, you know, just like be really out there, kind of macho penis dude. And, but, you know, his... his ego wants to work and coalition build with other people and be polite. And that's why he gets really excited when you say nasty things about him. His penis is psychic. He likes doing underground sex. He likes to do sex that no one knows about. Are you into girls or boys today? Both? Yep, see? And I think he and Lucas are trying to turn the quack meetings into sex orgies. And, you know, I'm there trying to make us pure. You know, I'm there trying to keep, like, some standard, you know, that at least we have sex after the meeting, not during. You know, but, you know, they're all, like, voting me. You know, they're just not wanting to do that. They want sex, sex, sex. They're little sluts. And Blaine is great. He's going to talk about refunding of social services. And he's been involved with both APC, which Anti-Poverty Committee, and QAC, Queers Against Capitalism. Please come to our meetings. From both organizations since the inception. So thank you very much, Blaine. Blaine the slut. And his aura to his penis is very big.
I was nervous to speak, but that helped get that out of the way really quick. So... anyways, I'm here today to talk about how Gordon Campbell and Lauren Maincourt are one in the same. Lauren Maincourt is nothing more than the gay smiley face of the BC Liberal agenda. He pretends to be the hero of the queer community, but he really doesn't care about this community. His number one allegiance is to the BC Liberal agenda. And this agenda is an agenda that is attacking human rights, an agenda that is attacking queer youth support programs, an agenda that is attacking the healthcare of people living with AIDS and HIV, an agenda that is attacking the healthcare of transgendered and transsexual people in this province. This is an agenda that is attacking the majority of this province. And while the majority of this province is under attack, the majority of this province is also fighting back. And while this demo today was called by a bunch of queers, it has been supported by all. We have over 30 endorsers from queer, women, anti-poverty, labor, and community organizations. And this is because queers are poor, workers, women, single parents, people of color, indigenous, immigrants, refugees, seniors, disabled, and youth. If we've learned one thing under the Gordon Campbell government, it's the truth behind the old labor saying that an injury to one is truly an injury to all. So far, the BC Liberal government have had a racist referendum. They've cut welfare, childcare, and women's crisis and assault centers and lines. They have $6 billion to spend on the Olympics, but they have no money for healthcare or education. They have plunged this province into massive debt, and not in return for enhanced social services, but rather gutting the services completely. This is shameful. Unemployment in this province has dramatically increased underneath the BC Liberals. The government has eliminated 11,000 jobs. They've instituted a new minimum training wage. They've cut those eligible for welfare, including the disabled, off of welfare. People have been forced out of work, forced to work for sub-minimum wages. They're being forced to go hungry and homeless. The first move of this government was to implement a huge tax cut for their rich friends and wealthy business. And while Maincourt and his friends have $125 a plate dinner inside this building, 125 homeless people are camped out outside the abandoned Woodward's building down the street. And just as Campbell is not celebrated for the agenda and the actions of his government, nor should Lauren Maincourt. He should be exposed for his complicity in this agenda, and he should be held accountable for the destructive nature of his government. We must continue to unite and fight against this government. We must continue to bring queer issues to the anti-Campbell movement, as well as bring the anti-Campbell movement to the queer community. Being gay is no longer good enough when you are part of a government that is attacking the queer community as well as the rest of this province. Gordon Campbell and Lauren Maincourt, nor any other liberal, should be allowed to waltz around our communities unquestioned. We must continue to disrupt their parties, disrupt their fundraisers, disrupt their appearances, and disrupt their agenda. In fact, Lauren Maincourt's puppet master, Gordon Campbell, will be at this very building this upcoming Monday. He will be speaking at a Women Entrepreneurs event, which I'm sure you all see the hypocrisy when his government is violently attacking poor and working women in this province. So I invite you all to come back here on Monday at 5:30 to oppose Campbell, just as we're opposing his puppet, Maincourt, today. Since this government has come into power, we've seen a massive increase in the fight against this government. We are seeing a united movement continue to grow against a common enemy. Across the province, people are opposed to this liberal agenda. People are organizing and mobilizing with a shared goal and a common theme that this government can and will be defeated. Yes. They may label us as special interest groups, they may call us thugs, but the one thing that we can see is clear from this name-calling is that the Liberal government and their horses, their police, and their barricades are here for one reason, because we are, in fact, winning.
Think about that next time you jerk off, that we will win. I mean, you can use sexual energy to amass, you know, power. You know, definitely. You know, Annie Sprinkle did it. Her place burnt down, and everyone jerked off and gave her good vibrations, and she got over, you know, her cat died. A whole bunch of terrible things died. So when you next time you jerk off, think of overcoming the Campbell government. Right. Because we have to make it pleasurable. Otherwise, we won't do anything.